Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Psachim Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. The Gemara, at the fourth line from the top of Kuf Yud Aleph, begins with a long point, which we call Reish Lakish. This you will find noted as an abbreviated Reish Lamed, Reish Lakish, encircled to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. Notice that following the circle, there's a vertical dashed line indicating that all of these lines are part of Reish Lakish's comment. Before we go into the Gemara, let's notice on our outside margin the Mivneh, the Noseh Mivneh heading, the topic, Noseh, the topic and Mivneh structural note that accompanies this piece of Gemara. We will notice triangles in our Gemara. These are Shnei Rishimois. There are two lists that will appear in the Gemara. The first is part of Reish Lakish's comment. The second list is already the piece of Gemara that follows. But these two lists are Be'inyan Shmiras HaNefesh, lists dealing with a person's taking care of himself. Omar Reish Lakish, Arba Dvorim Ha'oisa Oison Domo Barosho U'mischayev Benafsho. There are four things that if a person does them, he is asking for trouble. In other words, he's endangering himself. Eluhain, one, and we will first list them off, the Gemara lists them off, and then, as you can see with the markings, we have numbers that accompany these points one after the other. We'll number off the four, and then on the first Y line of the Gemara, you will notice an underlined expression with a one in parentheses. This one corresponds to the initial one that we will see shortly, where each one of the items, as they are listed off, are then qualified. They're qualified using the expression that you will see squiggle underline in the Gemara, lo amoron. It'll say lo amoron elo. The Gemara say that whatever we said is only under these limited circumstances. So we'll go through first in the Gemara four things that a person should avoid, and then see each one of these four items explained with each one being qualified. So the four, and if this is the first shiur that you happen to be hearing on our Gemara markings, Arvei Psachim, one has to realize, as we mentioned already at the beginning of these last couple of dapim, that we're dealing with things that are probably ought to be relegated to the realm of the mystical, and hence understand that even though we will present a translation, nevertheless the true, deeper meaning and significance is something that lies beyond the daf itself as we see it. In order to appreciate those explanations, one will have to delve into things much, much deeper, but that's not within the purview of our shiurim. We will limit ourselves as best as possible to the translation. Omar Reish Lakish. We mentioned that Arba Dvarim, we already mentioned this, and let's go to the numbering. So, Eluhain, number one, Hanifne Bein Dekel Akoisel. Nifne is to one who relieves himself, solid waste. He relieves himself between a palm tree and the wall, and a wall. In other words, if there's a palm tree growing and in the vicinity there happens to be a wall, and one positions himself while he relieves himself between the palm tree and the wall, he is endangering himself. Of course, these are related to the previous sugyas we're talking about, different spiritual forces that pose dangers and threats to people who are not careful of what he is warned against. Number two, Va'oiver Bein Shnei Dekolam, one who passes between two trees, two palm trees. Number three, Va'sheise Mayim Shulin, one who drinks water that he borrowed. Number four, Va'oiver Al Mayim Shuchim, and one who walks over spilled water, even if it's water that his wife spilled in his presence. And now we go over these points.
Hanifna bein dekel lekoisel. We were just told by Reish Lakish that one should avoid relieving oneself between a palm tree and a wall. Well, lo amoron elo deles le arba amos. That is only if the space is rather tight and it doesn't have 4 amos of space there, because if it's very narrow, so the shade, the demon, doesn't have room to pass. So a person like parks himself right over there, the shade will, if it's present and it'll try to pass, it'll have this demon, this spirit, will injure the person that's there. But if there's a space of 4 amos, that will provide enough room for the shade to pass. Vechilesle arba amos lo amoron elo, and that which we said, that if there aren't 4 amos, there is a danger. This is true. Elo deleko dirko achrino, that there is no other path for the shade to take. Aval iko dirko achrino, if there's another derech, another path, less long ball, even if it's a narrow spot, so the shade nevertheless has an alternative route and won't rub into the person relieving himself there. Therefore, there would be no problem. Number two, vo'iver bein shnei dekolim, one who passes between 2 palm trees is endangering himself. Lo amoran ela delo paskinu rishus harabim. That's only true if there is no public thoroughfare passing through that area. Avo paskinu rishus harabim, if this is a public thoroughfare, in other words, you have 2 trees that are positioned in the middle of a Rishus HaRabim, less lon ba, then there is nothing to concern oneself. The shade doesn't have permission to steal from the public, in other words, to take over areas that are under the public domain. Number three, Vashoise Mayim Sheulim, one who drinks borrowed water. Lo amoron, we say that this is a danger only elo de shailinu koton, that it was loaned to him by a minor, by a young boy. In other words, under bar mitzvah. Avol godol les lon ba. If it was loaned to him by a godol, then it does not pose, the borrowed waters don't pose a problem. Vafilu shailinu kotonami, and even if they were loaned to him by a minor, lo amoron elo basodeh. We say that it's a danger only in the field, delo shchichi, where there isn't a lot of water. Therefore, the shade will be moiser nefesh, will extend itself to get to the water. Avol be'ir deshchichi, but in the city where there is a ready supply of water, less lon ba, then one would not have to worry about water that he borrowed from a koton, from a minor. Vafilu basode nami lo amoron elo maya. And with regard to the danger of borrowed water from a miner in a field, this is a problem elo maya. It's limited to water. Avo chamro v'shichro les lon ba. But with regard to a cup of borrowed wine or beer, that does not pose a problem. V'ho'iver al mayim shvuchim. And the problem, number four, of passing over spilled water. We said that was dangerous. Lo amoron elo, delo afsekinu ba'afra. That is true if the water had no dirt scattered over it. V'lo tof behu roka, no spit was spit into it. Aval afsekinu ba'afra, if dirt was scattered over the water, otof behu roka, or someone spit into it, less lon ba, then the spilled water will not pose any danger. Velo amoron ela delo over alayu shimsha, and the danger is such only if the sun had not shone on it. Velo over alayu shisin nigri, and there had not been 60 steps taken over it. Avol over alayu shimsha, if however the sun shone on it, the over alayu shisin nigri, or 60 steps were taken over it, less lon ba, then the spilled water will not pose a danger. Velo amoron elo, and the idea of spilled water posing a danger is only the lo rochiv chamro velo si misane, that he's passing over it while not riding on a donkey and not wearing shoes. Avol rochiv chamro v'si mesone, if he's riding a donkey and wearing shoes, less lon ba, then there is no problem. V'hani mili the solutions that were suggested above will work. This is provided that you're in an area that there is no there are no witches and there's no reason to suspect black magic. If you're in a place where there's the practice of black magic, even though all of these precautions might be in place, there is what to worry about. And there's an incident that comes along with this. Kiahu Gavro, there was a story of a man, Derochiv Chamra Vasimasane, he was riding a donkey and wearing shoes, the Gomud Misane Vitsavukare, and his shoes shrunk and his feet dried out. So that this little incident illustrates that even though the man took precautions under normal circumstances, since this was an area that black magic was practiced, he was affected. Tanu Rabbanan. We have a Tanaic source. As you can see, it's framed in our marking system. All Tanaic sources that appear in the Gemara are framed so as to set them apart from the rest of the Gemara literature. We have a note or a long marking that accompanies this Gemara to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara. We wrote in small letters the word mematzin. Mematzin comes from the word emtsa. Emtsa means to be in the middle. And this is a long marking. You can see the vertical dashed line that extends beyond below this word indicates that all of the lines of Gemara opposite this dashed vertical line are part of this issue of being in the middle. We will see two expressions in the following source. The one word is mimatzin, and the other word is mismatzin. Mimatzin is a reference to not allowing one of the items. There will be three items listed, three and a possible fourth and fifth item that are listed in this source. One is to make sure that it does not go between two people. That if one is walking along with his friend, he should make sure that, and in one of the examples is a dog, that a dog doesn't pass between them. The other word, mismatzin, is that a person should not find himself between two of these items. In other words, if there are two dogs, a person should not walk between the two dogs. Turning to the Gemara. Shloisha, there are three things, ein mimatzin, the ein mismatzin. As we said, one should be careful that it should not go between two people, nor should a person go between the two of them. The eluhein, and these are the items, hakelev, the dog, vadekel, palm tree, voisha, and a woman. V'yeshomrim af hachazir, some add to this list a pig, v'yeshomrim af hanochosh, and some add a snake. The mimatzin mai takate, if a person finds himself in this position where they go between him and someone else, what is the solution? Omar of Papa, niftach bekel v'nafsik bekel. He should say a posuk that begins with the word, the name of Hashem, the Almighty, Kael, and something that closes with that as well. Inami, another option, is niftach beloy v'nafsik below. He should open up with something that begins with the word loy and closes with the word loy. Tosfos has suggestions that meet these requirements, and you can take a look at them in the Tosfos at the top of the page, where you'll notice the double underlined expressions. You'll see niftach bekel, and a posuk is cited, and also another double line underlined expression, v'niftach below, and a pasuk is suggested there as well. Continuing in the Gemara, Hani Beitre Dematza Lahu Ishonido. There were two people, that a woman in her female monthly cycle is found between them. So we have two men, and a Isha Nida is between them. Im Tchilas Nida Sahi, if it's at the beginning of her cycle, Hoyreges Echod Mehem, she in effect will be killing one of them. Im Seif Nidasahi, if it's at the end of her cycle, Mariva Oisa Benayim, she will cause strife, arguments between them. Mai Takante, what's the solution? Niftach Bekeil, Venafsik Bekeil, as we saw just above, to open with a pasuk that opens with the word kale and closes with that word. Hani Trei Noshi Diasvan Beproshes Drochim. A person encounters two women sitting at a crossroads. Chado Bahai Gisa Deshvila Vachado Beidoch Gisa. One woman on one side of the road and the other woman opposite her on the other side of the road. Umechavna Napayu La'adodi, and they're facing each other. If one encounters a situation like that, Vadai Bikshofim Askinon, you can rest assured that these women are involved with black magic. Mai Takante, well, what's the solution? A person's approaching this area where he's on a road and he notices on either side of a road they have these two women are sitting facing each other. So the Gemara answers, E Iko Dirko Achrina Lezobo. If there's another route, then another path, he should just veer off of where he is and take the other path and not walk between them. The E Leko Dirko Achrina, if there is no alternative, if there's another man with him, they should grab each other's hands and pass between them. And if there is no other man with him, he's alone, he has no other path, and he's got to walk between these two women facing each other, and he's worried about the kshofim, he should say the following incantation. Agris azlis asya blusya miskatlo b'cheik kabal. And the Rashbam has a little more to say on that. One can look there. But for our purposes, we will view that as an incantation. The side of the Gemara, the outside margin, we have a Nosei Mivneh, and you'll notice a house marking is featured there, because in the Gemara itself we see these house forms. As you go down the Gemara, you see two over here, and at the very top of the next Amid, we will notice another house marking. These are three memros, benotzei shmiros and nefesh, three comments regarding precautions that one must take to protect himself. The Gemara continues. Hai man depoga beitza beidna desalke mitvilas mitzvah. If one encounters a woman when she is emerging or leaving her ritual immersion, her tevila b'mikvah, which is at the end of her tumah period, at the end of the woman's dam cycle. She immerses herself in a mikveh, and when she's leaving this, she's emerging from her tevilas mitzvah. If a person encounters a woman at that point, the Gemara says as follows. There are two possibilities. Ihu kodim umeshamish. If the man that meets up with this woman, and we're talking about it's a strange woman as far as he's concerned, if he has relations with his wife first, before the woman has relations with her husband, achto le ledide ruach zununim, he will be overcome by a spirit of zunim, often is associated with znus, a spirit of immorality. Iihi kadma umishamsha, if the woman that we cited before, who was emerging from the tefilas mitzvah, has relations first. That's again, ii kodma mishamsha achto lo ledido ruach znunim. She will be overcome with this spirit of immorality. Mai takante, what's the solution for such a case? Lemo hachi, he should say the following. This is a posuk in Tehillim, perikuv zayin posuk mem. Shofech buz al nedivim v'yas ein besoyhu lo derech. Omer of Yitzchok, mai dechtiv gam ki elich begeit salmomes lo iro ro ki ato imodi. What is that pasuk referring to? Ze ha yoshen. This is the letters. Before we go on, we should mention that the pasuk says that gam kiech begeit salmovas, that so too while I'm walking in the gay is a valley of salmovas, the shadow of death. And David HaMelech says, I will fear no evil because you are with me. But what's this gay salmovas? So the Gemara explains, Zeh ha-yoshen b'tseil dekel yechidi u'b'tseil levona. This is a person who sleeps in the shadow cast by a singular palm tree, or the shadow cast by the moonlight. If the moon is shining and a person is, let's say, next to a wall and sleeps next to the wall, the moonlight a shadow will be cast by the wall on this person. So that we're referring to the shadow cast by the moonlight. So these two things are what the pasuk is referring to. These are, as we can see, dangerous situations. It's called Gates Amovis. So the Gemara now addresses these two items. You can see we've underlined Ubitzel Dekel Yechidi, called it one. This corresponds to the one just before on this line. And you'll notice an underlining at the bottom of the Omid, Ubitzel Shelavana, underlined with a number 2 in parentheses, corresponding to the 2 that we just read. So both of these points that we said, that Tzel Dekel Yechidi and that Tzel Levana are dangerous situations, the Gemara will qualify it though. Ubetzel Dekel Yechidi lo amoron elo de lo nofil tulo de chavrei iluya. It's dangerous only if there is no other palm tree casting its shadow on this tree. In other words, there's no other palm tree in the immediate vicinity. But if there's another palm tree in the vicinity, as the Gemara goes on to say, Avol nofal tula, tula is the shade, the chavre of another palm tree, iluya, on him, less lon ba, then there is no danger. If we look in the Rashbam, the lower part of the page, Tula de Chavrei, Im Yesh Dekel Achir Somuch Lo, if there's another palm tree nearby, Mistalekes Ashido, La Dekel Achir Veino Mazikoso, the shade goes away from where he is and goes next to the other tree. The Gemara goes on with a question and then a clarification. It says, Eloha de Sanya, we have the following Tanaic source that says, Hayoshen Betzel Dekel Yechili Bechotzer. One who sleeps in the shade of a singular palm tree in a courtyard. Courtyard is being a confined location where there's no room for the shade to escape. So if one sleeps in the shadow of a palm tree in a courtyard, by Yoshein Betzel Levona, Domoi Beroshoi. Hechi Domi, what are the circumstances in this source? If you're talking about a singular palm tree without any other palm tree in the vicinity casting its shadow, afilu besodenami, then even in an open field there is a problem. Elo lav shmamino b'chotzer, rather it must be as follows, that in a chotzer afalgav de nofil tulo de chavrei iluya, even if there is another palm tree casting its shadow, there would be a problem. It would be considered dangerous. Shma mino. So from this, we see that the teaching before Tzel Dekel Yechidi problem is solved by another palm tree, that is only true if you're in a field. But if you're in a chotzer, that would not solve the problem. Ubetzila shelavana lo amoron. We mentioned above in Rabbi Yitzchok's comment. Tzilavona was dangerous. The shadow of the moon, in the shadow of moonlight, lo amoron elo b'ma'arova, that there is danger. This is true only when the person is sleeping to the west of the wall. In other words, at the end of the month, the moon is in the eastern part of the sky, and its light is shining down, and as the light hits the wall, it's casting a shadow on the person who is west of the wall. And that's at the end of the month. Avol, b'madincha, if you're talking about the beginning of the month, less lon ba. That would be a situation where the moon is shining in the western part of the sky, and the shade is being cast to the eastern side of the wall, and a person sleeping there would not be in any danger. We notice at the very top of the page we have a brackets. The length of the brackets is indicated by the bracket length indicator, a dashed dotted vertical line. You can see this to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text. The reason that we have brackets over here, even though we're in the middle of a series that was indicated with house markings, is explained in the comment in the inside margin, Tam l'segraim halolu, the reason for these brackets, is l'groim retzef, to cause a sense of continuity, bein mashik kodmom, the Indian sale, to a sense of continuity between that which came before these brackets, namely the topic of being in the shadow or the shade of something, lahemshech, to that which appears afterwards, inyan sale, shibo achram, which also deals with the issue of shadows. So if we notice that structure in the Gemara, if we won't go over the entire Gemara that appears after the brackets right away, but you'll notice there is, at the beginning, the line begins after the brackets, Hamisha Tuli. Tuli is the word for shadow or shade. Hamisha Tuli Havu. Havi, there are five situations of shade that will be discussed. And unfortunately, in Hebrew and in English, one has to be careful with the word shade, because in Hebrew the word shin dalet is a reference to a demon. In English we're referring to shade as in the word shadow. So in Hebrew we can use the word, when dealing with shadow, we can use the word tsail. Tsail is in what we call in English shade, and by using the word tsail we won't be confused with the Hebrew word shade referring to a demon. You'll notice the very long marking that appears right after the bracketed section with the word sail in, that's encircled with a vertical dashed line, and it goes quite a way down. It goes into the wide lines of Gemara. So once we are aware of this structure of the Gemara, we will continue with the top line dealing with Eitzes regarding Shmiras HaNefesh that were marked off with these house markings. Hai man de mafni agirdo de dikla. The double underlining here is featuring issues concerning palm trees. The first two have to do with a palm stump, and actually all of them refer to stumps, as you will see. So Haiman de mafni agirda de dikla, one who defecates, who relieves himself on a cut palm tree, a palm stump. Ochto le ledide ruach palga. He will be overtaken. He will be overcome with the spirit. It's called ruach palga, a type of spirit. The high man, the matzli reshe agirda the dikla, one who rests his or leans his head on a palm stump, ochtole ruach tzarda, he will be overcome by this ruach tzarda, which is explained by the Rashbam as a headache affecting half of his head. High man, the pasi adikla, one who skips over a palm stump, e miktil kotil. If the tree was cut down, was chopped, then the person will be murdered. Iaker, if the tree was uprooted, meaker umaya, so the person will die. Vahani mili de lo monach kare iluya, this is only if he didn't place his foot on the stump. Avol monach kare iluya, if he placed his foot on the stump, less lon ba, then there is no worry. Chamisha tuli havi. There are five cases of shadows where, under which the a negative spirit, a ruach ra, dwells. So there are five shadows under which this ruach ra is to be found, and the Gemara lists them off. Tula de dikla yichida, the shade of a singular palm tree. Tula de kanda, kanda is the name of a kind of tree, the shade of that tree, the kanda tree. Tula de parcha, parcha is a plant you find elsewhere in the Gemara called tzlaf, so in the shade of a tzlaf plant. Tula de zardisa, in the shade of the zardisa plant. Vitula de arvisa, arvisa, and or arova, the arova plant. Iko de amri af tula de arba. Another, some say, even in the shade cast by a boat. Klola de milsa. The Gemara presents a rule. Kol de nafish anfe koshi tule. Plants that are characterized by many branches, very branchy, anofim are branches, that type of plant or tree creates a shadow that could be dangerous. Vichol de koshi silve koshi tule. and plants that have hard thorns, its shade is dangerous. Labar mikarumaso, with the exception of the karumaso tree, avogav de koshi silva, even though it's characterized by thorniness, lo koshi tule, its shade is not dangerous. The omra lo shida libra, the shade, a spirit, once said to its son, pirchi nafshech mikarumaso, take leave or fly away from the karumaso. Diuhu de kotil avuch, it killed your father. The kotil ledide, and will kill you. Omar Rav Ashi, chazino the Rav Kahana, the porish mikulu tuli. I noticed that Rav Kahana distanced himself from all kinds of shadows. The topic heading that we didn't read, but we just finished the sugya that it accompanies, if we just go up a couple lines, you'll notice in the outside margin, for review purposes, we can use the topic heading, Tachas Tzilom Shel Tzmochim Veitzim Shonim Nimtzeim Shedim Veruchos. In the shadows of certain types of plants and trees, you find different kinds of spiritual forces. At this point, in the outside margin, we have a subtopic, Shmoseim Shoruchoi Shoinim, the names of different spirits. Nafkamin Lagabi Hachonas Kmea, the knowledge of the different names of spirits is of value with regard to the preparation of amulets to protect against their effects. So we continue the Gemara on the first wide line. Beparchi Ruchi. The Rashbam says that the Shadim that dwell by Bei Parchi, now Parcha we saw before, we have a little star to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text to indicate a parallel with a star above. On that line we saw Parcha, Tula de Parcha. Parcha was a tzlaf plant. So it's reasonable to assume that we're talking here about the spirits that dwell by the tzlaf plant is called, the name of it is Ruchi. The Bay Zardasaw, now Zardasaw we saw above as well, the spirit that dwells there is called Shida. The Bay Igri, this is a reference to spirits that are found on rooftops. The name of the spirit is Rishpi. Lamai Nafkamina, of what value is there in knowing these names? Answer the Kamea, for the purpose of preparing an amulet. The Bay Parchi, Beria She'ein Lo Inayim. The spirit that we saw just the line right above this is a creature that has no eyes. Lamai Nafgamina, of what value is there in knowing that the spirit that dwells by the Parchi has no eyes? L'gzuzi Lo, that means to be able to run away from it. One will have a sense of, I guess, safety or security knowing that he can run from it. After all, it has no eyes. And therefore, it won't chase you. Zimnochada haveozil tsuber rabbonan lafnuye lebei parchi. Once there was a rabbinic student that went to defecate by the tzlaf plant by the bei parchi. Shoma deko osa iluya vegozilo. He heard this spirit approaching him, and he ran from it. Ki ozla chavke ledikla. When it pursued him or followed him, it encountered a tree. The Rashbam says Noflal Iker Ilon. It fell on the roots of a tree. Tzavach Dikla Upoka Hi. The Dikla dried out and split. In other words, you can see that the spirit is dangerous. By virtue of the effects that it had on the tree that it smashed into. Debei Zardasaw Shidi. The name of the spirit of the Zardasaw is called Shidi. Now, we have a point that accompanies this section. I'll call it a long point. even though we're part of a larger long point called tzel, this is a sub-long point, and hence we look to the left-hand side of the Gemara text, you'll notice a nun that's encircled. The next several lines that are opposite the vertical dashed line are designed to complete this particular point. And here it is. Ho zardasa de smicho lamasa, a zardasa plant that's near a city. Lo pochsa mishisin shivi, it has no less than 60 demons. Lamai nafgamina, for what purpose is there in my knowing that it contains 60 shadim? Lemichtav lo kamina, this has to do with the proper preparation of an amulet of protection. And now a story that goes along with this. In the story, we will notice there are two diamonds that appear in the Gemara, a few lines from now. In our Mivneh heading, in the outside margin, you notice the diamond is featured. And this reflects Rabbonon Shelo Yadu, V'Rabbonon Shiyadu, Misparim Shel Oysam Shadim. There are rabbis that were familiar with the number of Shadim, this 60, and there were those. First, we'll encounter rabbis that were not familiar with this number 60, and we'll see how this fits into the story. So we continue with a story. Hahu bar kasha demasa, there was a police official of a particular town, the Ozil Vikoi Gabi Zardasa Davasomachomaso. He went and stood by a Zardasa plant that was near town. Now, we already know a thing or two about this from that which the Gemara said just two lines up from here, two lines and one line up, that these have 60 shadim by it. Olu Bay Shisan Shidi Vistikan. This Zardasa was entered it or encamped under it 60 demons, and this Bar Kasha Damasa, this police official, was endangered. Osalhum Rabbonon, the Loyoda, the Zardison, the Shisin, Shidihi, he felt a need for help, so he went to a rabbinic figure that was not aware of the fact that 60 Shadim occupied this Zardasa. Kosavlo Kmiya Lechada Shida. He prepared an amulet that would be effective against one demon. Shama, he heard the Tolu Chinga Begave, that the demons suspended or hung some musical instruments on that tree, the call Mashu Hochi, and started singing. They started singing and jeering this rabbi. Sudre demar kitzum rabbonon. The sudre is a turban, or the headgear that this fellow is wearing is characteristic of rabbis. Badikna be bemar de lo yoda boruch. We checked you out, and they're referring to this rabbi who prepared the insufficient amulet, and the spirits were singing that we checked you out, the Loyoda Baruch, and you don't even know how to make the bracha of Oter Yisrael. This is the bracha that we recite in the Birkas HaShachar. It originally was designed to be said upon one's putting on his hat or donning his turban. So they were trying to say that you look like a rabbi, but you aren't. There came a rabbi that was familiar with this piece of information that the Zardasa has 60 shadim under it. He prepared an amulet that would work against 60 demons. Shama de Ko'amru, he then heard the following. Ponu manaychu meocha, we gotta get out of here. Ponu is to clear out manaychu, our vessels from here. In other words, we've gotta clear out. The reason being that he now came with an amulet that would work against these demons. The next sugya we call it simply Ketev Meriri. What this is, we will attempt to understand on a very extremely superficial level as we go on in the Gemara. However, we do have a long marking that goes along with this, namely, you see to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara, Ketev Meriri written in with a circle around it and a vertical dashed line that follows. That indicates that all of the following lines of Gemara that parallel this vertical dashed line are part of this topic called Ketev Meriri. As we turn to the Gemara itself, Ketev Meriri, we've noted, is really a pasuk in Sefer Dvarim, Perek Lamed Beis, pasuk Chof Dalid. So, using the pasuk as our jumping-off point, the Gemara says, Tre katvi havu. There are two ketevs. We can say now that ketev has to do with some type of spiritual force. So there are two ketevs. Chad mekami tiara, one that is has effect before tiara. Tiara is tsoharaim. You see the tes and the tzadi interchange. So this word tiara is tsoharaim. One is prior to noon. The chad mi boser tiaron, one has rule over the time after the noon. The mekami tiara, the one that is that appears before noon, ketev miriri shmoi. We saw pasuk just the line above ketev miriri from Dvorim, from Sefer Dvorim. That ketev miriri is a reference to this this spirit that exists prior to noon. Umechsi ki be kado de kamcha v'hodar be bachasha. It may be pointed out that the Girsa of our Gemara is not like the Girsa, it's not like the version that's in the Rashbam. We will attempt to present some type of translation for this line. The Gemara is saying that this Ketev Miriri looks like a ladle that is spinning around or stirring within a jug of Kamcho. Kamcho is kusach. Kusach is a type of food made of sour milk and bread. As far as a translation is concerned, we've attempted to do our job, and once again, it looks like a ladle stirring a bowl of kusach. The boser tiara, the ketev that appears after the noon, is ketev yoshut sorayim shmoi. That's what it is called. Ketev yoshut sorayim. In fact, it appears in Sefer Tehillim, Perek Tzadi Aleph. Umechsi be karno de iza vahodar be kenafya. The translation we will attempt on this is that this Ketef Yashut Sorayim appears like a goat's horn with wings that encompass it. Abaye havashokiv ozil. Abaye was walking. Also Rav Papa mimine v'Rav Huna breder of Yeshua mismalei. Abai was accompanied by Rav Papa on his right and Rav Huna, Breid Rav Yishua, on his left. Chazia lehahu ketev miriri de ka'osi la'pe de smole. Abaye noticed a ketev miriri approaching him on his left side. In other words, the ketev miriri was going to run into Rav Huna, Breid Rav Yishua. Ahadra le'Rav Papa de smole, Rav Huna, Breid Rav Yishua limine. So what did Abaye do? He switched around the positions of Rav Papa, putting him now to his left, and Rav Huna to his right. At this point, then, Rav Huna would be, endangered by the oncoming Ketev Miriri. Amar le Rav Papa, Ano maishno de lo choshashli. So Rav Papa turns to Abaye and says, well, why am I any different that you don't seem to have concern about me? In other words, you're willing to subject me to the danger and protected Rav Huna. Amalei Abaye answers, At Shaito Kaimisloch. You are right now experiencing a positive mazel. In other words, that I understood that you are under heavenly protection. Rashi, the Rashbam says in the middle of the wide lines under the Gemara, you're a rich man, and the fact that you are a rich individual indicates that you have a good mazel that is on your side, and you will not be affected. Hence, I wasn't endangering you whatsoever. Back into the Gemara, this is a time on the calendar, Mechad b'Tamuz ad Shitzabe, from the first of the month of Tammuz until the 16th. Vadai Shchichi. These are common. They are around. In other words, you're talking about a dangerous time. Mikan ve'elech, sofek shrichi, sofek lo shrichi. Beyond that, it's a matter of, it's a doubt. Maybe they're around and maybe not. U'mishtakhi betuli dechatzva delo chotzav garmida. They are found in the shade of the chatzva is a type of plant that hasn't grown an amo in height. U'betuli the tzafra upanya the lohavi garmida, and it's also found in the shade of the morning and and noon shade that is less than an amo. In other words, my understanding of this is that since you're talking about a very short shadow that's being cast, the sun is more or less almost overhead, so it's found in those hours that's close to noon. That's the morning time whose shade is less than an amo. A garmido is an amo, and the afternoon shade, which is also less than an amo. And also, the ikur, the tuli, the base, akise, its main location, is in the shade cast by a bathroom, or probably we could translate this as an outhouse. Omar Rav Yosef. We want to note, parenthetically, that Rav Yosef himself was a blind individual. So, bearing that in mind, we'll appreciate the coming Gemara. Omar Rav Yosef, Hani Tlas Mili, the following three things, Yohiv Arvuna Linahora, create blindness for eyesight. In other words, it ruins one's eyesight. Man Desorik Reshe Yavesh, one who combs his hair when it's dry. Uman Deshosi Tif Tif, one who drinks the wine dripping from a barrel. Uman Desim Misane Ademaisne Kare, and one who puts shoes on while his feet are still damp from his bathing. We now see a triangle marking, one of our series markings, that is explained in the outside margin. You'll notice under our Nosei Mivneh heading, Sidra Shel Dvorim Shekidai Limonamehem Beveso Mishum Shekoshim Lanius. The Sidra is a series of things that a person limonas to restrain himself, to avoid in his house because of there being Koshim Lanius, being things that could bring on poverty. The list continues, or starts, we should say. Taloi bebeisa, kosha nusa. Taloi, the word tole, things that are suspended, are not good. It's not good to suspend, and this will be qualified, though, as we go on in the Gemara. Suspended things are koshi lanusa, are negative as far as poverty is concerned, can bring on poverty. Kida amri, inchi, as people say, tola silta tola mazone. If one suspends his silta, his bread, or silta is really a basket with bread in it. Silta sal. Sal is a basket. A basket, a bread basket. One who suspends a bread basket, he is as if he's suspending his income, or his mizoni, his food. And we're talking suspended in the sense of being stopped. Velo amor en elo rifta. This problem only concerns rifta, is bread. Avol, bisra v'kavri, kavri or fish, bisra's meat and fish, less lon ba, urchehi. If one suspends, people often do this to dry out or to what they call cure or smoke meat or fish. One takes, sometimes it involves a delicatessen or salamis and hangs them from the ceiling. This is in order to age them, improve them. This does not pose the problem that we said is kosher anusa, because this is the way they are generally dealt with. It's urchehu, it's its custom. Pore bebeisa, pore murson, or bran being the shells of the wheat kernels, koshi lanusa is negative for poverty. It means it's can bring on poverty. Nashura bebeisa, breadcrumbs in a house, koshi lanusa. It might be assumed that when we talk about breadcrumbs, it doesn't necessarily refer to people that have breadcrumbs stored in bags for the purpose of cooking, but more likely, as we'll see from the continuation of the Gemara, it's an issue of scattered breadcrumbs. This is koshi lanusa. B'leili Shabbos, b'leili Revias, shoru mazikin iluya. On Friday nights and on Tuesday nights, that's Leil Revias, is the night that in which Wednesday enters, it's Tuesday night, the mazikin, the injurious demons, dwell upon them. Isra Demizoni. This is a malach, an angel that's appointed with delivering to a person his income, his mezonos. Isra Demizoni, Nokid Shmei, the Isra, the malach, the angel or the force that's appointed with delivering one's mezonos, its name is Nokid. Nokid is a loshon of nikius, of cleanliness. So that the angel in charge of providing a person with his mezonos, meaning delivering his mezonos, after all, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is in charge of providing a person with his mezonos, but the deliverer of it is, the name of that angel is Nokid, which is a word indicating cleanliness. Isra de Anyusa, the angel in charge of poverty, Novol Shmei. His name is Novol, which is a lotion of dirt. Tsa'o Apuma de Chatzva. Here we see another one of our triangles. So that Tsa'o is dirt. Apuma de Chatzva on the rim of a barrel. Koshi l'Anyusa is negative and can bring on poverty. Man dishosi maya bitsa'i, one who drinks water out of a bowl, koshi livruksi. Vruksi is what Rashbam calls kilyan einayim, which would probably has to do with blindness. So that drinking water from a bowl is dangerous with regard to blindness. The ochil tachli velomoshi yode. We now have a new geometric form that we want to take note of, and we see it in the outside margin. The nosei, topic heading, mivne, structural note, featuring the bow tie form, and we'll also see a squiggle underline. This is a sidra shel pu'ulois. Deim lo notel yodav achrem. We'll see, we have a series of actions that if one does not wash their hands after these things, yismale b'chodim, he will be overtaken by fear. Lasim lev, we're trying to draw your attention to the following fact: shemispar yamei hapachad yoridu poches b'emshech hasidra, that the number of days referred to, number of fear days referred to, will be declining as we go on in this list. So as we go on, the Gemara says, one who eats tachli is a type of vegetation, velomoshi yodei, and he doesn't wash his hands after eating the tachli, mafchid talsin yomin, he'll be overcome with fear and not know what the fear is coming from for 30 days. At the top of Kuf Yud Beis, the mesukar, one who experiences bloodletting, which is a medical procedure, a health procedure, bloodletting, and this bloodletting that the Gemara refers to is from between one's shoulders. If one goes through this hakozas dam, which is called bloodletting, v'lomoshi yodei, and doesn't wash his hands, mafchid shiva yomi, he will be overcome by fear for 7 days. The shokil mazye v'lo moshi yodei, one who has his hair cut and doesn't wash his hands, mafchid tlosa yomi, will be overcome by fear for 3 days. The shokil tufre v'lo moshi yodei, one who cuts his nails and doesn't wash his hands after that, mafchid chad yoimo, will be fear struck for 1 day, v'lo yoda mai ko mafchid, and won't know what's bringing on the fear. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.